back to Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.
City of Champions, Tuscaloosa, Alabama on Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com. You hear it through the grapevine. We're hearing a lot of things, but we're going to get Andrew Bone in here next hour. He's going to tell us not about the grapevine, but what's going on the recruiting trail. And then we'll have Josh Swords, attorney at law, local lawyer here. He's going to come in studio, eliminate the grapevine. He's going to tell us what the book says. The Book of Justice.
And stay with us as we continue, Baron. We're going to be talking about that grapevine story of Terry Saban and her talking about the fans. And
Terry said something yesterday I was a little uncomfortable with, I'll be honest. It of all the reports that I've heard, of everything that's been said, this one hurts my stomach, gets my stomach a little queasy.
Makes you think, is there something behind
it? It's just a little something that I don't like. We'll go over that in the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to Houston and Huber, Martin 92 fullback. I'm a 2009 fullback, and our secret weapon this morning, we're joined by a third fullback.
Uh-oh.
All the way down from Knoxville, Tennessee. He's come in to visit me for Thanksgiving, my 11-year-old cousin, Hagen Webb. Hagen, you're a sports fan. You're a fullback, so you got to be a good guy, right?
Absolutely.
He's got his Alabama hat on. Now, folks, he's an Alabama and a Georgia fan.
And we're working on that.
We're working on more Alabama, but that's okay. His dad's a Georgia fan, so I can you got to go in order, right?
Yeah, we'll let him walk it out for a little while.
But, Hagen, now you've had some things to say about the Heisman Trophy. Jameis Winston, A.J. McCarron, from an 11-year-old perspective, what is it that you see, and who would you vote for?
If I was going to vote, I would vote for A.J. McCarron because he had to go up against, you know, the LSU defense. He's going to go up against Auburn Tiger defense. He's going to go up against the SEC defenses that Jameis Winston's going up against. Wake Forest, woohoo. He had, you know, 500 passing yards. Yeah, but it's against Wake Forest and Clemson. No, I mean, Clemson has a pretty good defense, but it's not LSU or SEC defense.
And you're saying that the spirit of competition. He's had a tougher competition AJ has in the SEC. And you mentioned Clemson. Is that a big win for Florida State now? Do you think that is as big as it used to be as the year's gone on?
I think Clemson is a big win to go to Clemson and beat them. What was the final score, like 56-17?
Yes.
I think that is a big win. But I don't think – some people are saying that Clemson – I don't think Clemson is as big as a win as some people are painting it out to be.
And especially if they lose to South Carolina this weekend, that win, their marquee win, even degrades even more, Martin.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to take – this young man seemed to have a good grasp on the Heisman. I want to take him back. He didn't mention Johnny Manziel at all. So why did you not mention Johnny, or why would you not think Johnny in that conversation?
Well, just look at the offseason. I mean – he went out and, I mean, how many times did he have to come home and, you know, he had too much to drink or he did something bad at 3 a.m. and he has to come back and the police or bar fight or something just stupid. Hey, I'm a college kid. I'm a freshman. Yeah, but you're the Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, and you know what? That right there makes me feel better about the future of our country and the future athletes of America when they, all us adults out here, y'all need to listen to what this young man just said. We're bypassing the way they act on the field, but yet we're setting them up as role models. Well, this young man saying, well, that's not the role model I want. I'd rather have an A.J. McCarron or whoever. Great, great insight from an 11-year-old, but that's probably the purest answer that anyone's got on the Heisman.
Very well said. And you know what? Here's someone that, for him, if he was a voter, morality and integrity is going to go into effect. You never know. Real quick, Hagen, you got about 10 seconds. You're a Georgia and Alabama fan. That means you get to hate who?
Auburn.
That's it. 6:58 a.m. We'll take a brief break. On the other side, we'll catch up with Andrew Bone, Yahoo Sports, and Rivals.com.
This is Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1
and Tide99.1.com.